Talk Live. Bring up what you want here toll-free as we launch into the third hour of the program. The bulk of the discussion tonight has been Bitcoin, and we're looking at some objections from Dennis in Concord, New Hampshire. He's got some concerns about that there Bitcoin, which is now worth about $1,000 per Bitcoin. And again, that's according to BitcoinAverage.com. Actually, I haven't looked since earlier in the day, so it could have gone up since then. It could have gone down. It
just
dropped
a little over.
It dropped, to like 700 the other night, like yesterday at some point.
That was bounced right back up.
Yeah, and it didn't take it long to jump right back. So
I'm not watching. I'm not going to play that emotional game.
So anyway, we'll come back here, and then there's apparently been a huge Bitcoin heist that we can tell you about as well if we get the chance.
I didn't do it.
I didn't either. Let's go to Dennis, though. He's back on with us. We were talking about, you were saying, Dennis, that Bitcoin is, by its nature, very trackable, that every done on the Bitcoin network essentially is on a ledger, and it can all of it can be viewed by anybody who wants to view it. So that much is definitely true. I brought up the example of these Bitcoin mixing services, for lack of a better term, like Bitcoin Fog, and I believe that's what blockchain.info is doing to some extent as well. I'm not sure exactly how it works. But, Dennis, you say you've looked into how these things work, and you believe that despite their mixing procedure that they do, that it would still be possible to track said Bitcoins.
That's correct, and that's a concern. But there is this new plug-in, not just a Bitcoin. It's really designed to be a plug-in to just about any online currency, but it's mostly being looked at as a plug-in to Bitcoin called Zerocoin. And the way that Zerocoin would work basically is like a parallel kind of interchangeable coin that would, in fact, be truly anonymous, truly untraceable, and sort of more like Tor is untraceable. So I have high hopes for Zerocoin.
Same here.
Okay. So, well, here's what I would say further to the idea of the Bitcoin mixers not being good enough from your perspective. What they do, effectively, is they give you plausible deniability, right? Because you send your Bitcoins to the Bitcoin mixer, let's say Bitcoin Fog over Tor. It's only accessible through Tor. So you send your Bitcoins to Bitcoin Fog. They mix it around, and they send it here and there, and they send it there and here, and then they, you know, combine it with other people's Bitcoins who are also using Bitcoin Fog, and then they take some out, and they send it back to an account that...
a different account.
Is the goal, that you then withdraw it to a different account. And what that does is it provides plausible deniability, because, yeah, okay, even if they can prove that at one time the Bitcoin in question was attached to your wallet, they cannot prove that you were the one who spent that Bitcoin later on down the line after it had passed through seven or eight or however many different wallets.
It's very similar to what a lot of candidates and political types will do, to where they donate money to a political committee that will donate money to another political committee that donates to another political committee that ultimately winds up sending money to a candidate or spending money on a campaign. You can look and verify all of the transactions, but you can't say, oh, Ian, you gave money to this campaign or to this committee, and they spent money on this, so therefore you spent money on that. It gives you the plausible deniability, and it does give a level of potential anonymity. If you're safe and you don't ever give anyone your Bitcoin address, then it's going to be hard for anybody to track anything to your address and connect that to you.
Right, and take that to the next level with, let's say, services like the Silk Road, for instance, or the new Silk Road 2.0. If you are having whatever the package is with whatever it is you've ordered, whether it's illegal drugs or a fake ID or, you name it, whatever you're sending, if that package is being sent to a name that's not you at a place that's not yours, then there's an even higher level of plausible deniability. Plus, even if it does have your name on it, they can't prove that you sent it to yourself. Someone else could have sent that to you.
I've sent packages to people all the time to where it's not something that they necessarily ordered from the place that they ordered. And I'm talking legal stuff,
yeah,
like books and CDs.
So I think that my final point, Dennis, on this, you know, can Bitcoin be anonymous question is clearly Bitcoin is usable in a very safe, anonymous manner. And these tools help make it more anonymous in that the FBI busted the Silk Road, the largest drug market ever known to mankind, in October. And with it, they had all kinds of statistics and information about how many users there were on the site and how many transactions had been done. And they had access to a boatload of bitcoins and everything, but they haven't been making busts. I mean, they've got thousands of user accounts there, and they haven't busted a single person that I know of as a user or a vendor from the Silk Road through the information they received to bust.
So my understanding is it's pretty much standard procedure. You don't go after the small fry. You go after the kingpin if you can get him. And
there were thousands of drug dealers on that site, though. I mean, they would be happy to go after any of those, I would think.
Maybe. I'll say as far as anonymity goes, and I have other objections to Bitcoin completely unrelated, but it doesn't strike me as at all surprising that both the United States and China do not seem to be in any way standing in the way of Bitcoin. And that strikes me as a telling sign right there.
What do you think it says? I think that's interesting, and Ben Bernanke has basically come out and endorsed Bitcoin by saying it has promise, I believe is what he said. What does that say to you? I mean, I don't know what to say about that.
It would not surprise me. I'm not a conspiracy theory kind of guy, but it would not surprise me if NSA was to tap one of these guys on the shoulder and say, hey, you know what? The thing about Bitcoins is we can track them. It's totally, this is the best thing that's ever happened to us. That would not surprise me.
Well, it's, I don't even know what to say about it. It's difficult to, you know, it's difficult to say, and it's possible that they can do some tracking. I would think that they'd be more interested in things.
I can give you a silver coin for some drugs, and we can do that deal, and they will never trace that coin. I can give you a Bitcoin, and 20 years from now, that coin is traceable.
Well, you can't shove that silver coin into the vent of your computer and have it come out of mine, and that's one of the things that Bitcoin really does well, is it allows people to transact over a great distance with very little cost.
Yeah, that's another thing. I think Bitcoin, especially Bitcoin with zero coin once that comes online, is going to be just fine as a payment transfer mechanism, but it's definitely a currency and not money, meaning I would not want to try and hold any value at all in bitcoins, not just because the price fluctuates, but because I expect the price to, you know, I have no idea where the price is going, put it that way.
You believe the price is going down on bitcoins?
Value.
You believe they're headed downward as opposed to upward?
Yeah, they could go up, but I think ultimately they're gonna go down. The question is, what's the ultimate? You know, hearing you guys talk specifically like you Bitcoin people talk, and it's like, oh, have you seen the Bitcoin value today? It reminds me so eerily much of me and all my Silicon Valley buddies back during the tech bubble, where it's like, oh, have you seen the stock today? Wow, look at this. I'm a millionaire today. And you know what? 2001 happened, and nobody talks like that anymore.
Yeah. I mean, it's difficult for somebody who's been through that. I haven't been through that. I haven't had that experience, and I'm that's a completely valid thing. The difficulty with Bitcoin is that it's not a company. It's
right.
Not managed, whereas all those .com things were managed, and there certainly
it's
was
comparing apples and oranges to some extent, because
there's some fervor behind it. There's no doubt about that, and there's fervor behind Bitcoin. It's just difficult to say what's going to happen.
Bitcoin-related companies fail all the time. I mean, they've come and they've gone, a number of them. They, you know, these online exchanges or whatever. The sheep marketplace just apparently got jacked for 96,000 bitcoins.
Not the sheep marketplace, but the investors.
All the people, yeah, behind it. There's failures for sure, but when those things happen, it doesn't really affect the price of Bitcoin, because it's a robust currency and financial transaction system that doesn't depend on one company. Whereas if you're just looking at, you know, some tech company, their success or failure depends on, you know, what they do. And I don't think you can really compare those two things. But I get the caution. I totally understand the caution.
Right.
And
I don't
the
tell
concern.
People to get into Bitcoin for the valuation. I tell them to get into it because it's an exciting new currency.
So, Dennis, I want to thank you for the call tonight. And if you want to call back with other Bitcoin questions, feel free in
please
the future.
Do.
Appreciate hearing from you tonight. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control here. This is Free Talk Live.
So, I'm interested in getting some bitcoins.
Well, you could buy bitcoins with cash through a bank deposit, but that's not anonymous. Think about it. Banks won't even let you wear a hat or sunglasses. and they require a signed deposit slip which catches your fingerprints by design, so any curious bureaucrat can monitor what you're doing.
Yikes. So how do you buy Bitcoins while staying off the radar?
You gotta try MoneyPackTrader.com. MoneyPackTrader.com allows you to spend your cash at Walmart or almost any drugstore or convenience store, wearing anything you want without providing any identifying information, and then receive the Bitcoin safely.
That sounds great, but what's the catch?
There's no catch. Buying truly anonymous Bitcoins can be done in a day and at a reasonable price. Visit MoneyPackTrader.com to learn how to purchase as many Bitcoins as you want with real privacy.
I'm going right now to MoneyPackTrader.com.
That's MoneyPackTrader.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733, and that number is brought to you by ProXPN. I forgot to mention, we've got Skype. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm, so that's another great way for you to get in touch with us about whatever's on your mind. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
So we make decisions every single day. We make those decisions with the things we purchase. Some of those decisions, most of those decisions of what you purchase affect other people. Now, some of them you know, and some of these effects you don't know. Some of them, they're completely obscured from you. I was making decisions based around my coffee drinking that I didn't really understand, that had to do with choosing unsustainable farming practices. So mass-produced coffee, it's a hybrid of sort of the original coffee, which was meant to be grown in the shade. The hybrid version is meant to be grown in full sun, because obviously it's more efficient to do farming in a big area where there are no trees in the way, and you can use plant stuff in rows and all that kind of thing. But the difference is when you take down all the trees, that over the course of a decade or two, the topsoil goes away, and then the big company goes and says, oh, well, we need coffee from someplace else, so it incentivizes somebody else to cut trees down someplace else and, start the whole process over again. In the process, though, the people that live there, the farmers and the farm workers and that kind of thing, they're left out of a job. They got nothing left. They're begging for food. And then around the holiday season, you feel bad and you give money to people who are in bad shape like that. And it just doesn't have to be that way. Since coffee is meant to be a shade-grown crop and it's meant to be grown among the trees, that means that the topsoil doesn't need to wash away. Free Talk Live's teamed up with BugsBox Coffee to allow you to sign up easily for a coffee subscription that will ensure that you receive the healthiest, safest, most sustainable coffee available. This holiday season, you can give to people in need, but also change your habits so that fewer people are in need next year. Sign up. Get a free pound of this great coffee, because it really is great coffee, at coffee.freetalklive.com.
All right, so we've been talking a lot about Bitcoin, and what inspired the discussion was an article by Eric Voorhees, who is a kind of friend of the show, sponsor of Free Talk Live, also a mover and shaker in the Bitcoin community. He's one of the guys behind Coinapult. Anyway, he's responding to Peter Schiff, who actually had Eric on the Peter Schiff radio program, where Peter Schiff is pretty much a skeptic of Bitcoin. Apparently, according to Eric, at one point on a television interview, Peter alleged that Bitcoins were a Ponzi scheme. So Eric has addressed a number of the objections here thus far. He's talked about how the real value of Bitcoin is the utility in the transaction system, because, as he points out, Bitcoin is actually two things. One, it's the network, the transaction, the financial network, if you will, between all the computers running the Bitcoin software and all the businesses that are operating with Bitcoin. And it's in addition to that, the Bitcoins are the currency that moves around in this network. Well, actually, the currency doesn't move. The
assignment.
There are assignments in a ledger, basically, of where the currency is supposed to be. So I'm going to continue with his piece here, because I think it's very good, and he is very well educated on Bitcoin and is, I think, helping really clarify some things about it. So he says, I think you'll discover that your concerns, upon reflection, about Bitcoin boil down to the thesis that Bitcoin is a volatile, highly speculative, and non-conservative asset class. In this, I wholeheartedly agree. But if your arguments are claiming that the payment network itself is some kind of fraud, a Ponzi scheme undeserved of respect or consideration, then I must take issue with that. The Bitcoin network is an utterly revolutionary technology. It separates money from the state in a way that gold, unfortunately, has been unable to do. When fully understood, Bitcoin should bring tears to the eyes of anyone who fights against the tyranny and ignorance of coercive governments and their monetary witch doctors. This is why thousands of people around the world have dedicated their lives to this campaign. We are carrying out this experiment without anyone's permission. We'll either fail or change the world in a way that was inconceivable before this technology existed. And I think it's important to get some perspective here. This has never happened before. Money has always, up until Bitcoin, money has always been under the purview of the state and the bankers who are inevitably tied in with the state. And there are famous quotes out there. I don't know if it was Rothschild, one of the infamous bankers who said something like, he who controls the money controls everything. I'm paraphrasing.
There's a quote, something like along the lines of, I care not who makes the laws as long as I control the money.
Was that Rothschild? Anyway, one of those fancy rich people. And that's true. The people who've controlled the money over all of these centuries have been the ones with the most power, and they've been more than willing to go to war to protect their control over that money. But now, that control has been wrested away from them without a single shot being fired, without a single individual being held at gunpoint, without a single threat of violence being laid out there. They've lost control of money. Not all of the money, but they don't have any control over Bitcoin. and what that can mean for the future of freedom in our lifetimes is hard to really understand from our current perspective.
Yeah, but it's going to only be good. Generally, it's generally going to be good.
Decentralizing power is generally a very good thing. Not for the people who seek power.
No.
For the people who are seeking power, they're pretty upset about Bitcoin, but they know there's nothing they can do about it. Beyond shutting down the entire internet, there's nothing that they can do to stop Bitcoin. It's too decentralized. It's too successful. At this point, the cat's out of the bag. So,
did you ever try to get a cat back in a bag?
I've never done that.
No, it doesn't work very well, I'm sure.
Okay, so going on here, he says, I wholly support your
idea.
Somebody
had to put the cat in the bag in the first place, by the way.
To make a gold-backed digital currency. Please do it. I'd love to be your first customer because I love gold. But being in this business, seeing how the payments and banking and regulatory world works, I can tell you that your initiative will likely fail, either by self-immolation, like gold money severing inter-account payments, or by governmental takedown, as in e-gold. A monetary payment system that relies on gold backing is reliant on the backer. It relies on a centralized, trusted party to warehouse the gold and provide convertibility. This is the counterparty risk eliminated by Bitcoin. If there is a centralized backer for any payment system, then the system will have to follow all government laws or be shut down. To follow the laws, personal customer information must be known, meaning privacy is impossible. Transfer limits and strict terms of use will be imposed, meaning financial freedom is impossible. And have fun with the compliance costs. Have you noticed international banks dropping American customers around the world? It's due to this unfortunate dynamic. And then, if the stars align and the gold-backed currency manages to grow big and become a successful global payments network, it's not unreasonable to assume that governments will take it down anyway, because it would compete with fiat, that is, the government dollars.
And because it's easy to find. There's a vault. There's a warehouse full of gold. They know where to go.
Target it, take it out. Right. Just like they did with the Liberty dollar.
Well, they've done it with the Liberty dollars, and he's listed off two others that they that failed. And this is really the scariest part about this. Here's what I
Liberty dollar had a digital currency, too.
So there are people, lots of people have said this. We said this 2 years ago, more than 2 years ago, about Bitcoin. And I guess what I'm thinking here is that Peter Schiff's a pretty wealthy guy. He's got a lot of money. He's got a lot of gold. He sells gold. Why doesn't he make this currency that he's talking about? It wouldn't be that hard, right?
855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733. I think it would be that hard. There's more coming up here in moments. You can take control, a few more thoughts on Bitcoin, and you can bring up anything you want. It's Free Talk Live.
Iron poisoning, GMO foods, vaccines, and radiation are the means for population extermination. Iron is not a nutrient. It is a poison that replaces copper and accumulates in the body, causing destruction and accelerating aging. Iron is accumulating due to iron uptake facilitators, and copper depleters that have been added to the food and water supply. GMO foods have increased iron availability. Vaccines contain nanoparticle-sized parasites, termed viruses, that thrive and replicate in the presence of iron deposits. Radiation vibrates blood proteins, breaking off the loosely bound iron, resulting in vascular damage and accelerated iron deposition. These poisons work together to decrease lifespan and birth rates. The iron poison population has a lifespan that is decades less than the healthy segment. The poisoners enjoy secretly exterminating the real population, below 200 million. They try to change this at times and beat their maker. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. That is UNVEILING them.com.
So it's off to Grandma's house for the holidays, eh? That's great. But while you're going over the river and through the woods, professional burglars are choosing easy targets to break into. Don't be an easy target. Plug in fake TV. Fool criminals into believing someone's home at your house watching TV. Fake TV works a bit like the light on a timer, but fake TV is far more convincing. Fake TV plugs into any outlet and simulates the light and colors of a real TV. Burglars will likely move on to easier targets and leave your house alone. Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift. Or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays or anytime. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Bring up what you want here if you want. Toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. And enjoy the features on our site. We've got listening options. Broadband, midband, and narrowband versions of Free Talk Live are available to you. Just drop on by listen.freetalklive.com. That is listen.freetalklive.com. You can find out about our online listening choices, plus our radio stations, over 125 great stations, coast to coast, airing the show at various times throughout the week. And there's also our satellite listening options, which include free-to-air satellite, meaning you can listen to Free Talk Live and the other great LRN.FM shows around the clock via a satellite dish that costs pretty much next to nothing. It's like 70-something bucks for the dish, and then you can get a receiver for 100 bucks. Basically, you can get set up for 200 bucks with free-to-air, and then from that point on, you pay nothing. There's no monthly fee for free-to-air. So go to listen.freetalklive.com to learn more. And also about our webcam and the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance. You know, a few months ago, we told you about forcefieldenergy.com. I told you in more detail about their products, like their LED industrial class lighting. These guys are doing major industrial-level installs of LED lighting to companies and even governments, you know, roads and things like that. And they have an amazing deal with an LED manufacturer that gives them exclusivity over a couple continents, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, and a little more.
So they've got a really great product. It's a lower price product than some of their competitors out there, and they're starting to nail some big contracts. And we had told you that they were going to be nailing some of those big contracts, and they did. We also told you that their stock price was poised to move upward, and it did. We also told you it was going to be listed on NASDAQ, and it was. Their stock symbol is FNRG. It's forcefieldenergy.com, FNRG. There's some websites out there like WallStreetCheatSheet.com saying that LED lighting has tremendous potential for growth. Come on, you know this, right? I mean, LED lighting seems to me to be the next big thing in lighting. I know I'm upgrading to LED lights here in the studio. Also, SeekingAlpha.com says Force Field is in the right industry at the right time, and their potential is immense. Here on Free Talk Live, Mark and I, we own FNRG, and that's because we think that it's worth buying. So do your research. Investments do have risk, but go to ForceFieldEnergy.com. Check out more about their products. They do some other stuff, too, which is pretty exciting. But for me, the LEDs were the clincher on this. And so do your research, check it out, and then their stock symbol when you're ready to buy is FNRG. All right, so we continue here with a little bit more on this open letter about Bitcoin to a big gold guy. And look, I like precious metals. I've got some silver. I got a little bit of gold, but that's because I can't really afford gold, and silver's a lot easier to afford, although now both of them are down, as I understand it. But Bitcoin is the buzz. Bitcoin is what people are writing news articles about, whether for good or for worse. You know, these Bitcoin news articles, I saw one in the New York Times. It was an absolute hit piece over the weekend. So a lot of the major financial publications out there and major media publications are very, very skeptical of Bitcoin and in some cases on the out-and-out attack against Bitcoin. And maybe that's because Bitcoin threatens the old ways. Bitcoin is so revolutionary.
I don't mind the attacks as long as they're factual.
Well, most of them are just straight out-and-out attacks.
Most of them just are crap.
Yeah, so going on here with Eric Voorhees and his piece, An Open Letter to Peter Schiff, he's talking about how, you can go out and make your own gold-backed digital currency. Good luck with that, considering that you're going to have to keep that gold somewhere, and eventually if you become successful, the government's going to want to come after it, just like they did with the Liberty Dollar back in 2007. They had a digital component to the Liberty Dollar. They were called the ELD, the E-Liberty Dollar, and those now have no backing whatsoever because men with guns calling themselves the federal government went to the vault in the Sunshine Mint in Coeur d'Alene, Iowa, or Idaho, rather, and they took everything. And they would do the very same thing if you tried to do something like that.
The Sunshine Mint was in Idaho?
Maybe Iowa. Coeur d'Alene is Idaho, right?
It sounds like it.
Yeah.
Florida is where the Sunshine Mint should be.
You'd think. So you can't compete with fiat, says Eric Voorhees from Coinopulse, by having a competitor that is vulnerable to the guns of government. Bitcoin may not be perfectly immune, but it is highly resistant. Censorship of e-gold was easy. Censorship of Bitcoin will be entertaining. Regardless, if you're honestly interested in trying that experiment again, I will help you and support that effort because I recognize the value of precious metals as commodity and as money. Until a system... such a system actually exists, I'm humbly asking you to support our efforts in kind, and I'm humbly suggesting to you that bitcoins, while non-physical, are indeed real and have real value, because they're the one currency accepted on the most revolutionary payment network known to mankind. This is not theory. It's actually working for millions of dollars of payments every day. We've moved beyond the Mises textbook. We're running in the open market. While Bitcoin is still a highly volatile experiment, it deserves more respect than dismissal as a Ponzi scheme. And regardless of whether you think the current price of a Bitcoin unit is justified, which is about $1,000 at the moment, you must acknowledge that this technology, broadly speaking, has utility both for economic exchange and, more importantly, individual freedom. When my grandparents ask me how to protect their wealth, I don't tell them to buy Bitcoins. I tell them to buy precious metals. When they ask me how to transfer value across distance, I don't tell them to ship gold. I tell them to use Bitcoin. My hope in writing this letter is simply this, that perhaps you'll come to see Bitcoin and gold as beautiful complements and important tools in the advancement of free market money, one long-standing, conservative, and physical, the other new, technologically and politically disruptive, and digital. One will not replace the other, but I believe both will come to replace fiat, and good riddance to that stuff.
Yeah, I love the thoughts there. And, you know, I was just kind of wondering, Peter Schiff might be the biggest name to come out against Bitcoin. Like, he can get... Does that sound right?
I don't know about that. I think I heard that, what's the dude with the shouting guy, Jim Cramer. I heard he's against Bitcoin, too.
I don't think that he has the...
He's got a TV show.
He's got a TV show.
One.
Yeah, and no doubt, but can he...
On MSNBC that like five people watch.
Yeah, fewer and fewer people are watching these news channel shows.
I saw something that said that their viewership fell 45% in the last rating set.
I'm just wondering, is there any value to Peter Schiff, being against Bitcoin from a publicity standpoint?
For Peter Schiff, you mean,
for Bitcoin? Obviously, yeah, not for Bitcoin. Well, for Bitcoin too.
Well, if Peter Schiff can get a bunch of interviews on television to talk BS about Bitcoin, then that will help him, right?
Indeed.
To promote his show
and
investments.
And if you think about it, Peter Schiff generally has great ideas about money. So if his if what he advocates for is gold, that's not the worst case scenario. I mean, Jim Cramer is probably advocating against dollars. I feel like Bitcoin, as far as a money transfer system goes, it's far superior to dollars and gold in that way. But I guess it's not the worst thing in the world, frankly. I guess is what I'm trying to say.
Eric Voorhees brings up a really good statement that most people don't really think of, and he says that Bitcoin complements gold and gold complements Bitcoin.
I agree.
Most people look at if you're not buying this, then you must be buying this other thing. They see things in black and white. If you support Bitcoin, you're against gold. Well, no, things complement one another. That's why I've for years said that I support a system of complementing competing currencies.
There's also Kazatius, and I know other coin companies are creating gold and silver bullion that have Bitcoins integrated right into them. And
yep,
so, I mean,
true.
You know, gold and Bitcoin have been married.
And they're very pretty. I've seen one of those.
Yeah, they've been married.
In sort of a polygamous sort of way.
Mm-hmm. So if that's what you want, it's there. Somebody's created it. It's not nearly as popular as Bitcoin is today, and maybe it will be, and maybe it won't be. But, they're married.
So there is currently a $60 million Bitcoin heist going down. And apparently, according to New Statesman, you can watch it in real time. We can talk more about the heist of the so-called sheep marketplace, which was one of the competitors to the Silk Road, rose to prominence after the Silk Road takedown. Plus, violent crime rare in Iceland, and Daryl's going to tell us why here if we get a chance in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live, which are coming up, and your calls if you make them at 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Want to cut a big flooring deal? Then get to Lumber Liquidators Holiday Coupons Flooring Sale. Save up to 10% on our incredibly low prices on pre-finished hardwood and beautiful bamboo. Save up to 20% on laminate, vinyl plank, and tools. Plus, save up to $500 on any Bella Wood pre-finished floor and get special financing and gift cards, too. Don't miss it. Sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your store for your holiday flooring coupons today.
Minimum monthly payment required. Financing subject to credit approval.
If you've got aches and pain and soreness, it could be chronic inflammation. Listen to Dave talk about Relief Factor 4.
I was in a sawmill accident and suffered with pain and discomfort for 60 years. I heard about Relief Factor 4 and decided to order it. And in 4 days, I was walking without a limp and without pain. I am thrilled.
For more information or to order Relief Factor 4, go online at ReliefFactor4.com. That's ReliefFactor4.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, bring up whatever you want. In these remaining moments, there's enough time for your call and thoughts here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also, you may Skype the show. Skype username is lrn.fm. With you in studio, it's Ian.
Daryl.
And Mark.
Daryl is here courtesy of his website, fpp.cc. But you've got a new site URL. I don't know if it's available to for folks to use yet, is it?
fppradio.com.
Why did you decide to branch out?
You know, I got tired of doing the subdomain just for the radio.
Uh-huh, yeah.
So figured FPP Radio, and then that takes you straight to all of the radio stuff.
And you do a lot of radio stuff.
That I put out.
You do the Freedom Minute.
Yes.
Which is a weekly newscast of a liberty-oriented perspective.
Yes.
You do Peace, Love, Liberty Radio, which is what?
A two-hour radio show on the Liberty Radio Network. And the first hour, I'll generally talk about some of the news. And then the second hour, I do something a little different. I have guests. And it's more human interest sort of interviews.
Who'd you have this weekend?
Had Jim Babb.
I love Jim Babb.
Jim, who made national headlines with the FISA billboards in D.C.
Jury nullification outreach.
Yes.
Big project. Good stuff.
A couple of weeks ago, I had Megan Duffield, who worked for 4 years on the Silver Circle movie.
So you usually have a mover and shaker in the libertarian sphere.
Mostly. I have had people that aren't necessarily liberty people
mm-hmm.
that are doing things that I really like. So, you know, it's not necessarily always a liberty person that I interview.
So then there's also you do the police accountability report for coplock.org.
Yes.
And folks can find all of this at fppradio.com.
Yes, they can.
All right, very good. So go and get more Daryl at fppradio.com. And another great liberty-oriented show would be the School Sucks Project. And Brett Venon has been visiting the Keene area. He's the host of the School Sucks Project. He works with our friend Jason Osborne, who's a big sponsor of Free Talk Live, big supporter. And they do some great work. Make sure you check out the School Sucks Project at schoolsucksproject.com. All right, so $60 million Bitcoin heist going down, according to newstatesman.com. 96,000 Bitcoins, roughly $60 million, or 60 million pounds, rather. Excuse me, this is a British site. As of the time of this writing, was taken from the accounts of customers, vendors, and administrators of the Sheep Marketplace over the weekend. Sheep was one of the main sites that came to replace the Silk Road when it was closed by the FBI in October, but it too has now closed as a result of theft. It's hard to work out exactly what happened, but Sheep customers have been piecing it together on Reddit's r/Sheep Marketplace. So if you want to get more detail on exactly how they're trying to trace this down. But here's what allegedly happened. Someone or some group managed to fake the balances in people's accounts on the site, showing that they had their bitcoins in their wallets when they had actually been transferred out. Over the course of a week, the whole site was drained until the weekend when the site's administrators realized what had happened and shut everything down. Now, the biggest question, of course, here is, was it actually, in point of fact, the site administrators who ran the scam?
Or it's an inside job.
Or was it a hacker? Did somebody come in from the outside, breach the security of the site, and actually the site administrators really didn't have any idea what was happening until it was too late?
The site administrators are going to be the first suspects.
Absolutely they are. They're still around, though, and they're claiming to be involved in trying to track down the culprit.
We'll help you look for him.
Yeah. Originally, it was thought that only about 5,200 BTC, or about 3 million pounds, were taken, with a message posted on Sheep's homepage blaming a vendor called eBook 101 for finding and exploiting a bug. However, over the weekend, it became clear the amount stolen was much, much larger. In a normal robbery, that money would be gone by now, but it isn't. Bitcoin is pseudonymous, not anonymous, and bitcoins don't just disappear. It works because each and every transaction is public and visible to each and every other person using the Bitcoin network, and a person is only as anonymous as their link to their wallet. A couple of Reddit users realized that the sheer size of the heist makes tumbling the coins, which we discussed earlier about how you can kind of mix bitcoins around and try to make it more difficult to track them. Well, if you've got a whole lot of bitcoins you're trying to mix, it just doesn't work because of the way the tumbling services handle things. It's going to be too obvious that somebody's trying to send around 96,000 bitcoins or whatever. It's going to be hard to mix that with whoever else might be using the mixing system at the moment, you know, mixing one Bitcoin or half a Bitcoin or something like that. So they could send their Bitcoins to a place like Bitcoin Fog, where it'll be split into smaller subdivisions and then mixed with other Bitcoins from other places, recombining and splitting again several times over until the whole amount eventually comes out the other end, theoretically in such a way that it's impossible to track. For instance, Silk Road had a built-in tumbler into the site in Silk Road, where you would deposit to the Silk Road address they would give you. Silk Road then claimed they would tumble the coins inside their site, and allegedly, the Silk Road's tumbler foiled the FBI successfully. However, Reddit user TheNodManOut managed to track where the first bunch of transfers out of Sheep went, and from there, Silk Road Reloaded 2 worked out which tumbler the thief was using. And then they go on to explain exactly how they've been doing this. So, a fascinating consequence of all of this is you can see the stolen bitcoins on the public blockchain. And as long as there are people keeping tabs on it, there's going to be no way for the thief to cash in on their haul. Considering how people rely on tumblers to maintain anonymity when buying illegal stuff online, this unusual loophole is something of a revelation. So right now, as you're reading this, you can watch as the thief starts trying to move their bitcoins on again. It's currently down to 92,000 bitcoins and dropping as smaller chunks begin going out. Selling those bitcoins and turning them into cash is going to be extremely difficult, as the major bitcoin exchanges all demand proof of identity, and if they're broken down into smaller quantities...
Right. How are you going to go to localbitcoin.com and sell this stuff? Because if you go to localbitcoin.com and somebody can says, oh, I see that somebody's selling on localbitcoin.com in Albuquerque. Well, let's just go to Albuquerque and say that we want to buy some bitcoins. This guy will show up and we'll stick a knife in him.
As soon as it's possible to, so he says, he actually addresses this, as soon as you, or if they're broken down into smaller quantities to sell at a place like Local Bitcoins, a paper trail will still be generated. As soon as it's possible to link one real-life bank account or identity to any bitcoins from that stash, it will be possible to work out their real-life identities. It's kind of interesting. It's, you know, almost the equivalent of a bill, you know, marked bills, basically. You know, like when you go to a bank and they give you marked bills rather than, like, a special stack of bills rather than the actual bills from the drawer.
So I think this is great, but isn't this terrible? I mean, the fact that they can follow the money here is basically what Dennis was saying today when we called. Doesn't this mean that anybody who does business in one of these online drug marketplaces is not anonymous?
No, no. What they're saying is it's very difficult to do this because of the size of the transactions. Mm. If you have smaller amounts of money that you're sending to the Bitcoin tumblers, it would be very, very difficult to track that information. So, with that aside, Daryl, the story from Iceland about crime. And apparently it's gone the downside there.
Yeah, so there's an article from the BBC, and it's titled, Why is Violent Crime So Rare in Iceland? Iceland is awash in guns, yet it has one of the lowest violent crime rates in the world.
This has to be difficult for an island that has tried to eradicate guns to imagine that an island that is full of guns might have a significantly lower crime rate.
Yes. And the article is fairly lengthy, so I will skip down to the first of what they list off as reasons. It says, first and arguably foremost, there is virtually no difference among upper, middle, and lower classes in Iceland. And with that, tension between economic classes is non-existent, a rare occurrence for any country. A study of the Icelandic class system done by a University of Missouri master's student found that only 1.1% of participants identified themselves as upper class, while 1.5% saw themselves as lower class.
So
remaining 97% identified themselves as upper middle or lower middle or working class.
There you go.
One of three visits to Althing, the Icelandic parliament, I met Björgvin Sigurdsson, former chairman of the parliamentary group of the Social Democratic Alliance. In his eyes, as well as those of many Icelanders I spoke with, equality was the biggest reason for the nation's relative lack of crime.
Hmm.
And, of course, there is much more, and I will share this on Facebook.FreeTalkLive.
Yeah, I wish we had more time for it tonight, but we are done for now. We'll be back tomorrow. You can join us online in the meantime over at FreeTalkLive.com.
Smokers, you know cigarettes are killing you. You know that they're an old, smelly nicotine delivery system. The newest method is up to 10,000 times healthier for you. If you smoke, go to vaporsmiths.com/FTL. Buy the starter kit for under $40. For less than the cost of a carton of cigarettes, you can get 6 cartons worth of e-cig juice with your starter kit. Don't buy another pack of death and misery. Vaporsmiths.com/FTL.
Do you know the 7 nightmares the government is just waiting to thrust on you? As the government gets more desperate by the day, there's no limit to what they'll do. Capital controls, retirement account seizures, even gold confiscation. Now is the time to fight back. Because these things have already happened in other countries, and they're headed for U.S. soil, 7 top experts have just released their predictions for doom and gloom and how to protect your family. Go to freetalklive.com and click on the Economic Nightmares banner for the free report at freetalklive.com.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information. No obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.